We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's the old saying? No publicity is bad publicity. I think the Pirates are putting that to the test at the moment with this G-Man Choi story, which has been sort of extended with the Roansy Contreras story today. First, Choi said basically, why are they doing this when the Pirates said they don't want him to participate in the World Baseball Classic, which is right around the corner? They just submitted different arbitration numbers last month. Choi, obviously, with the higher number, $5.4 million, and the Pirates came in at $4.6 million. So there's already arbitration is never good for relations. But then the Pirates say, no, we don't want you to participate. So Choi says, quote, and this is Jason Mackey via a different report. I was healthy enough to take live batting practice recently. I was extremely disappointed and deeply hurt because I was building up nicely for the national team training camp in the middle of this month in the first round of the World Baseball Classic. Obviously, he'd be playing for South Korea, right? He had surgery in November, Ron, to remove a bone fragment from his right elbow. Although both he and the Pirates insisted, according to Mackey, the procedure was minor and wouldn't impact him. So Cherington says he'll be rehabbing and then returning. This guy's ticked off. And then you add to this that they say to Roansy Contreras, a valuable young pitcher, yeah, go ahead and play for the Dominican Republic in the World Baseball Classic. Where do you stand on all this?
Well, one's coming off an injury, though, right?
Yeah.
And the other one isn't. I have no problem with the Pirates trying to protect their interests and saying, we don't want you to play extra baseball right now. We'd rather have you just rehabbing, get ready for our season instead of that. Now, if Contreras was coming off any kind of an injury, I think they'd have probably done the same thing with him, but he's not. I mean, I might have been tempted to tell both of those guys, don't play in this. I'd rather have you ready for our season. But, you know, I guess sometimes the extra pitching, the extra work for Contreras might help make him better.
Yeah, I'm more on the second side with you there. I'd tell all these guys you're not playing, especially a young pitcher who is maybe worthy of being my opening day pitcher, who's my most talented starting pitcher. Isn't part of spring training building up their arms? Is he going to go in here and pitch? How often is he going to pitch? He's suddenly going to walk into high-pressure environments Baseball Classic and pitch? I'd keep him out before I'd keep Choi out. Choi said it. I was just healthy enough to take live batting practice. The Pirates said this surgery, this just to remove a bone fragment, was minor. He's a first baseman. If anything, I let the older guy play and my young, precious asset of a pitcher not.
Right. I could see not letting either of them play.
And if you're going to protect a player, I'd much rather protect my pitcher because they're ultra sensitive and hyper vigilant of these guys' innings and how many pitches they're throwing throughout a season.
Exactly. Yes.
And you're going to let them go and do that in the World Baseball Classic and rack up innings and pitches?
I don't know how much they pitch, Ron, in those World Baseball Classic games, but
you've got to have built up to something because you're not throwing it 80%, you want to throw it 100%, right?
If he gets injured or is not right for spring training because of this, and I realize that it's being maybe overprotective, but
yeah, it's what they do. They protect all these guys. That's why there's pitch counts and everything else. They're so much more overprotective than now because their investments in these guys is so big.
So why are they letting him pitch?
I don't get it. I don't know.
You got to be consistent. You either got to say everybody's playing in it or nobody's playing in it.
Yeah, but the one guy's coming off an injury, though.
But he's 31 and he says I'm healthy.
Still coming off an injury.
Okay.
I mean, I would not want him to play. The more I think about it, I wouldn't want either one of them to play.
I couldn't care less about this guy. They brought in 17 first basemen for this season. They're only paying the guy $4 million. I mean, if his elbow falls apart.
That's a huge number for the Pirates.
I'm surprised they didn't have a news conference and invite him. I honestly would. I don't care about him. No offense. I care very much about a guy who could be my ace for the next 10 years. He's that talented, Contreras. Do you agree?
I do. I'm watching the bus take off right there now. Look at him loading up. Spring training.
I can tell you who's not on it. Roansy Contreras.
Or Choi.
Right. He won't go on any bus, maybe.
No.
Now, listen, I mean.
Contreras is a very big part of their future.
Yeah. I mean, the other guy, Ron, he's 31, and I would imagine playing for his home country for all these guys means a lot.
It does.
And he says he's healthy, and the Pirates themselves are on the record saying this is a minor procedure. There's a quote from Charrington. It's what we believe is a minor procedure. When did he have the surgery? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I don't know when he had it. But if he's healthy enough to take live batting practice, what's the problem? That's what I don't get. But, yeah, I'm with you. I would have a blanket policy. Then again, what do other teams? Does anybody keep guys from doing this? Anybody know?
Somebody's got to be playing for these teams, right?
Well, of course, yeah.
So, I mean, the tournaments go on. So, apparently, some teams are letting their players play. I don't know. But Contreras is such a big part of the Pirates' future. You know, maybe other teams let their other minor league guys go. I don't know.
Just seems a little
I don't
backwards.
Know. Contreras is, I'm thinking, will be their opening day starter, right? I guess maybe Mitch Keller.
So, here's a couple things. Luis Castillo out in Seattle won't be playing in the World Baseball Classic, although I'm not exactly sure why. And then Ronald Acuña Jr. calls out Major League Baseball over World Baseball Classic issue. What's going on here? Doesn't allow certain players to participate in the event, which is during spring training. Which players, Ron? Which players do they not allow to participate? Why are some players getting permission and others not, and I'm one of them, he says. Now, the story I'm reading says MLB doesn't organize the WBC. They're a partner. Big league clubs need to give players the green light. At this point, it appears the Braves have not allowed Acuña to suit up for his country. So
now, is he not coming off an injury, too?
He might be, yeah.
I mean, I think the point you mentioned, too, for some of these guys, maybe more than American players,
yeah,
that this tournament is a big deal representing their country. I think it's true with the Olympics. I think all these guys want, hockey-wise,
yeah,
they want to play, but it's more important to Russians and those guys than it is maybe to Americans to play. And I think that might be the case with this World Baseball League tournament.
Could be. He's wrong, Acuña, in calling out Major League Baseball, though. I'm reading a bunch of different things now. It's up to the teams. So good on the Braves for telling a star player coming off an injury
you're
not playing.
We're paying you millions of dollars.
Right.
We want you to be ready to play for us, not in the World Baseball Classic.
Here's Mike Trout decided to play after he said he wasn't going to.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Who's going to tell Mike Trout no? That's the other thing, Ron. You going to tell him no?
It's different.
You going to tell Sidney Crosby he can't play in the Olympics?
It's different for, I think, a position player than a pitcher. You know, maybe Mike Trout, he'll look at this as just extra batting practice that he'll get for the season. I think they're different than pitchers. I wouldn't want my pitchers to go to this.
Me neither. I'm reading a story from a few years back where it's talking just about what we're talking about. Now, this was about Adrian Gonzalez and whether or not he was going to play. But it says that pitchers build up their arms through spring training. And to be thrown into what for some people is a World Series-like atmosphere, it says right here, WBC takes place during spring training, and teams generally have less concern about approving the participation of a position player.
Right.
They're wary of this, just what we're saying, gradually increasing a pitcher's workload where you have a world team anxious to ride their best arms to the outer limits of a pitch count. So the real story here is who the hell cares about Choi? What are they doing with Contreras?
Right.
What are they doing?
Backwards. It's backwards.
Poor Choi. He's been thrown away.
What are they doing? What are they doing, Ron? This kid is really talented. Is he going to pitch complete games for them?
No, I don't think they pitch that much. I think they pitch an inning or two, right?
No, really?
I think. I don't think they go out and pitch. No, I mean, how many guys? These guys have played winter ball, though. A lot of them play winter ball, and maybe they are ready to play. I don't know. I would rather have them get ready for my season.
This is bird milk.
It's in crinkling of all things.
Let's look at some box scores, shall we? From World Baseball Classics, Ron? Would you like to do that?
Sure.
Let's look at a game between... Wait a second here. The Czech Republic has a baseball team, Ron?
In the World Baseball
Classic? Is Jágr
on it? I guess.
Jágr's a 58-year-old pitcher.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Did you see where he just scored a goal?
Passed up Gretzky, right?
Yeah. Did he pass him?
I think for all goals.
For all goals. Czech Republic beat Spain last year 3-1. I felt like I was looking at a different sport here, but I wasn't. Let's look at Panama. Okay, Panama against Brazil.
Panama.
Yeah, this box score stinks, Ron. Doesn't even give individual stuff.
And are there any even Brazilians in Major League Baseball?
I don't know.
I'd be more interested in Panama. Is there Puerto Rico in this? Is Dominican in this?
You mentioned it. It's very, very, very important for a lot of these countries to win. So I'm thinking if Roansy Contreras gets a start and he's on fire, it would be very difficult in a championship environment, especially for their manager to take him out. That's just me. And I wouldn't put him in that environment. And obviously, reading these stories, neither would these other teams. Who would be your Pirates opening day starter, gentlemen? Ron, you go first.
I would say Mitch Keller, I guess, the way, he's probably the most proven guy and came on last year, made progress. I mean, I'd certainly consider Contreras, but I'd go with Mitch Keller.
Nader, I think you're going to go with Rich Hill, aren't you?
No, he doesn't.
Although, he's the veteran.
He is. I mean, if it were me, I would make a statement and say Roansy Contreras just to say that this guy is our future. But I do think they're going to go with Mitch Keller because of what Ron just said. And he is, outside of Rich Hill, I mean, really, he's the most tenured guy in that rotation, is he not?
Yeah.
Along with JT Brubaker.
I would give it to Keller. He was outstanding in July and September.
He took steps in the right direction.
In September, he had an ERA under 2. In July, under 3, he was really good for a couple months. And really, the second half of the year, he struggled a little bit in August. Contreras did his best work early on, and I agree with you guys. He's
Contreras
younger.
Started tonight. I took my kid to the game in the $186 seats, and they lost 17-1, and he didn't last 3 innings. I've never forgiven him for that.
The only correction I'll make there, Ron, the only correction I'll make on you there is the score was 19-2. I'm looking at it right now.
Something. What did he go, 2 1/3 or something?
1 2/3.
Oh, my God.
Gave up 3 homers. At least you saw those.
We're barely sitting down, and all of a sudden it's like 9-1.
Yeah, I would start Keller. I think he deserves it coming off
last
year.
And by the way, Roansy Contreras is the guy they shut down last year.
Yeah, what are they doing, Fulsey? You're exactly right.
And now they're going to let him play?
Did he not come back and pitch at the end of the year, though? I think they shut him down around the All-Star break, said they wanted to give him a rest, control his innings.
Right.
I thought he came back and pitched last year.
He did, but the point—
They did shut him down for a while.
The point would be what you said earlier. They're nothing if not overprotective of their young pitchers. So go ahead, pitch in essentially the World Series in March. This is ridiculous, Ron. Did you guys see where the Pirates were rated to have the 14th best lineup in all of baseball?
And I thought I saw 6th best farm system.
I did see that. What do you make of that, though? The 14th best lineup?
That's in the top half.
And I think that was by either FanGraphs or one of those really well-known sites. That's in the middle of the league.
Still comes down to the pitching, though. Go ahead.
But what do you think of the lineup? Does that sound right to you?
No, it doesn't. I mean, not if Hayes doesn't hit a few more home runs, and I don't know what McCutchen has left.
What are they basing it on? The McCutchen edition and the Carlos Santana?
How's Brian Reynolds' mood going to be attitude-wise? I'm assuming he knows he's playing for a contract, even if he's not happy here.
Yeah, I can't believe that he's going to tank.
He would let him carry over.
No, I can't believe that. not that I'm overly impressed with the lineup. I mean, the projected lineup here has Cruz, Reynolds, and Key Brian Hayes as your three hitter.
I will say they've got pop now. Castro, Cruz, Reynolds.
More pop, yeah.
McCutchen still has some pop.
He does.
So
he's got 27 plus 17 is 44. He's got 44 homers the last 2 years.
And if Sawinski can stay up.
Santana hit 17. Sawinski, how many did Sawinski wind up with? 16?
That's a good question.
Obviously, Cruz and Reynolds have pop, so you're right. It's definitely a better lineup, and maybe that's a statement on the rest of Major League Baseball. I don't know.
19 for Sawinski.
19. Did you hear what Adam Crowley said about the Pirates the other night, Ron?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
No, but I can't wait to hear it. I hope Tyler Kennedy probably might be listening.
Do we have Crowley on Kennedy by any chance? Because we've never heard that before. Do you have that, Folsy, yeah, before we get into
without
Crowley's
the introduction.
Prediction?
This
is absolutely incrinculent, Ron.
Tyler, I was thinking about your Penguins career yesterday as I was preparing for the show today, and has it all been downhill since the Game 4 tic-tac-toe goal you scored against the Red Wings in the 09 Cup Final?
Explain that. What do you mean downhill?
That's the best part. His answer is the best part.
Ron, 25% of me still thinks that was staged, a la Jim Rome and Jim Everett. I think that might have been staged.
Maybe.
But the moral of this story is Crowley, during his show Friday night, which was great stuff. It really was. I enjoyed it whole night.
He does a great show.
And I called in as Frank from
Franklin Park,
Robert from Robert Morris,
and Allison from Allison Park.
And as he said, what did Crowley just tell me? I should have called in as Albert from Albert Gallatin.
Right.
Right? I should have done that.
Harry Callis would have waved you on in.
Yeah. He waves
like
anybody
Goey
in.
Cora.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go on in. Crowley said he believes the Pirates can win 82 games. Harry Callis, a baseball man by trade, a baseball man of some repute right here in Greentree when he was younger, agreed with him. Do you guys agree with that?
I don't see a 20-game improvement. They lost 100 games last year. Now they're going to lose 80? I don't see that. I could see him maybe going 72 and 90 in a 10-game improvement. I still think they're a year or two away from actually who'd we have on last year that said that. You know, there'll be a tough game occasionally this year, but next year somebody teams have to reckon with. I don't see 20-game improvement.
Yeah, that was Mayo.
Folsinki?
I could see 75. I think 75 is reasonable. I think 82 would be – a lot of things would have to come together for it to be 82. Brian Reynolds, first of all, would have to stay in town. You'd have to have, I think, a pretty
the trade
unreal
deadline,
season.
You know they're going to be looking to move guys.
Yeah.
Hill and who's the singer? Carlos Santana.
Yeah. I mean, unhappy G-Man Choi.
I think O'Neill Cruz would have to have an all-star season. Key Brian Hayes would have to be a lot better.
Here were the increments under Hurdle, whether you think it's comparable or not. He came in, after the great John Russell put up 57 wins and they went to 75 and then they jumped to 70 something, so like 2 years sort of running in place with a big improvement, and then they jumped to 94.
Yeah, they were in it his second year. I mean, they were in it and collapsed in the second half.
Could it be like that?
Maybe.
I'd say 70. Yeah, if they're not at least, what they win, 62? They better improve by 10, or I think Shelty
that's
should
what I said.
And will
I,
be in
I
trouble.
Look at it as losses. They lost 100 last year. Hopefully they won't lose more than 90, and that'd be 72 and 90.
You got to get out of the 60s.
I think you got to get out of the 90s, too. Give me 75, please. Ron, yeah. Could you plug that in? And thank you very kindly.
75?
Yeah.
That's reasonable expectation.
Yeah. And if we say they can win 75, it wouldn't be like 80s, the miracle on ice. It's a few bounces
not.
Of the ball, but I'm not predicting that. At least not now. Let's see how things go. And can we start my project next? Super Bowl MVPs.
And I got my list of five greatest receivers.
And the five greatest receivers. Let's do that the rest of this hour. At 1 o'clock, we have Hockey Talk with
Matt Venzel of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Yes, sir. Ba-ba-ba. This is one of my favorites of your horrible music you play coming back.
So should we keep it? Can we change it?
Ron is not paying one bit of attention. He's finishing a calendar item, I think.
No, I'm finishing. I'm trying to do your challenge about the Super Bowl.
Did you hear
MVPs.
The note that I hit?
No. I wasn't even
paying
attention.
It was great.
I thought that was pretty good.
Great
I was
pitch.
Working on my Super Bowl MVP list. I got my five wide receivers of all time here. I'm trying to do the assignments that you gave me.
Not
in
on
the
class
time.
Not on class time, Ron. That's homework during the break. Here's the
it
MVP
started
thing.
On the break.
This was a great story by the guy from SI.com. I loved it. The real Super Bowl MVPs and who should have won for every Super Bowl. Let's do the first 10 right now. And this can double as a fireside chat with Folsy because he was not alive for any of these, Ron. You and I were.
Right.
So pull up a little chair, Folsy, while the old guys teach you a few lessons, tell you a few tales, impart some wisdom on our lovely little Foles. Okay?
I've got my legs crossed on the carpet.
And you're welcome to weigh in. Super Bowl I, Green Bay 35, Kansas City 10. Who won? Bart Starr, the Green Bay quarterback, who should have won in this man's opinion, Al Elaine's opinion, Max McGee. And he says the fascination with QBs began early. Starr completed 16 of 23 passes for 250 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick. But more than half the yardage and both touchdowns went to McGee, who I might add, this is me adding this, was hungover, Ron. Doesn't that count for anything?
I go
with McGee.
I have Max McGee as my list. Two touchdown catches. I think
and he was hungover.
And I remember him on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Basically saying drunk the night before the game. Didn't even know he was going to play like he played.
Right. Didn't even know there was a game maybe. I don't know.
I know.
And one of those was thrown behind him and he reached back with one hand.
I know.
So our friend Elaine here from SI is right that this started a long run of undeserving quarterbacks throughout Super Bowl history. Not all of them, obviously, but many of them. It started with Super Bowl I. Super
and
Bowl.
It wasn't even known as Super Bowl then. It was the AFL-NFL World Championship.
Wait, the first Super Bowl wasn't called the Super Bowl?
It was not called the Super Bowl. I don't think it was until 3 that it was called the Super Bowl. Maybe even 4.
What? Are you aware of this, Folsy?
Oh.
It didn't start out as a Super Bowl. It was the AFL-NFL World Championship. And that first one was what, Kansas City?
This is the first I've heard of this, Ron, and I'm a Super Bowl connoisseur.
I don't know what year it started. I'll find that for you.
Holy horse milk, Folsy. You talk about a lesson. Now I'm at the fireside. I'm astounded by this. What?
I mean, does it matter that much in the end?
Yeah, it does.
No, it does.
I mean, I'm actually frightened at the moment. I don't know where to go.
Oh, how about the next Super Bowl?
That would be logical. Super Bowl.
Hold on. The name Super Bowl first appeared in 69. That was Namath's year, right? As did the use of Roman numerals became the Super Bowl.
Holy corn follicles.
So they just retroactively went back and called it Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm astounded by this. Bart Starr won the second one, Green Bay 33, Oakland 14.
There was nobody else. I think Starr was probably the obvious choice.
That's what he says. Super Bowl III, one of the most famous Super Bowls. The Super Bowl the day after which Chuck Knoll, the defensive coordinator for Baltimore, interviewed for the Steeler job. New York Jets 16, Baltimore 7. Namath made the guarantee. He won the MVP. This man says Matt Snell should have won it, Ron. He rushed for 121 yards and the Jets only touchdown.
Sacrilege to say Namath shouldn't have won. No, I mean, that's fine. But, you know, because Joe made the guarantee and because it was such a big upset, they gave it to him. I mean, they could have given it to the running back for sure.
That would have been ridiculous, Ron.
I'm with you. That's what I said, sacrilege.
But then you said it was an okay call here. This is ridiculous. This is Joe Namath. This is an exception.
I get it. I get it.
He's the one who had the you-know-whats to guarantee a win, and then in those days, you weren't going to see quarterbacks throw for 350 and five touchdowns. He controlled the game from the quarterback
position.
Joe
Namath's stats do not put him in the Hall of Fame.
Neither does anybody from the 70s. Not one quarterback.
But, I mean, he threw more interceptions than touchdowns.
Did Bradshaw?
I don't think. I think it was close, but I don't think he threw more. Namath's stats were pedestrian, but who brought more fame to the game than him? He made the merger. He literally made the merger.
For sure. And in this game, it was more about whether a quarterback controlled a game, which he did. Keep the sticks moving. Unitas came into that game. Was it Earl Morrill who started the game? Who started the game for them?
It was.
I mean, come on. Joe Namath is the MVP of that game.
Bradshaw, by the way, 212 touchdowns, 210 interceptions.
Real close.
None of those guys had – you can't compare it. You can't compare it. It was just different. Namath was 17 of 28 for 206, Ron. So, you know, I think he works as the MVP for that game.
No doubt.
This guy. Super Bowl IV. Another memorable Super Bowl because of NFL Films capturing the great Hank Stram, his team matriculating the ball downfield. Kansas City 23, Minnesota 7. Len Dawson, the quarterback, wins the MVP. Johnny Robinson should have won, this guy says.
Who was Johnny Robinson? Defensive player?
Safety. He had an interception and a fumble recovery. And as this guy says, I'm sorry, but 142 yards passing with a pick and an interception are not MVP numbers. They won this game because of their defense. I agree with him in this case.
You know, I wasn't aware of the defensive guys back then. Otis Taylor had six catches for 81 yards and a touchdown in that game.
I like that pick.
I could have gone for Otis Taylor. This guy says the defensive player, I was not aware of him.
Another undeserving quarterback MVP, although if they gave it to him, was that the day that he was smoking a cigarette in the locker room and drinking Sprite or something?
No, Fresca.
Fresca.
On the sideline, not in the
locker
room.
Was that at the Super Bowl?
I don't know about
that. If it
was,
then he deserved it.
I don't know about if it was a Super Bowl. He's sitting on the bench with a cigarette and a bottle of Fresca at his feet. Priceless. I got to meet him. I got to meet him in Detroit. In Denver. Kansas City, excuse me. He sits down at the breakfast table. Mind if I sit here? Sticks out his hand. Len Dawson. I go, Ron Cook. And we had a nice talk about the Steelers and about Art Rooney Sr. and
one of my favorites.
Kind of a thrill.
But he didn't deserve MVP.
Leonard Dawson.
Do you know I was a member of the Ed Podolak fan club, Ron?
Were you?
Yes. They used to send photos and memorabilia. Ed Podolak, who had a mustache like JP from JP Roofing and Siding.
A world-class mustache.
Yeah, and he was my favorite, the Chiefs running back. Super Bowl V, Baltimore 16, Dallas 13, maybe the worst Super Bowl ever played.
And this also has a history to it, right?
Yes, defensive player from a losing team.
Only losing team, MVP, I believe.
Chuck Howley. This guy, Elaine from SI, says Howley should have won it. He was a deserving winner. The game featured 11 turnovers. It only made sense that a defensive player would get the nod. He had two interceptions.
On a losing team.
What do you think?
Again, I didn't study the defenses. I mean, John Mackey had a 75-yard touchdown catch in that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have considered him, but I don't know that I'd give it to a guy on the losing team.
I never would. There's one time in history I would have, and I'll tell you when we get to that Super Bowl later in the week. Come on. You have to be Lawrence Taylor times 10 to get in. Chuck Howley had a couple of interceptions. Who cares? It should be either Otis Taylor or John Mackey, as Ron said, or the guy who kicked the game-winning field goal with all the pressure
O'Brien,
on.
O'Brien, right? Jim O'Brien?
Yes. Chuck Howley. Now listen to this. The next Super Bowl.
What number are we on now?
6. Dallas 24, Miami 3. Who won Staubach? This guy says Howley should have won a second consecutive MVP run. He said, you hold a team like Miami to 3 points, it's the defense that deserves credit, not a quarterback who passes for 119 yards. But if they did choose an offensive player, it should have been Dwayne Thomas, 95 yards rushing and a touchdown.
You know his famous quote, right?
What?
Dwayne Thomas.
What was it?
If the Super Bowl is the ultimate game, why do they play it every year?
I do like that quote.
Why do they play it every year?
You like that one, Folsy? Enjoying yourself by the fireside?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't know that about that quote, did you?
Was not Too Tall Jones on this team? Harvey Martin, or are they coming
later?
They're
later. Okay. They're in the 70s. He thinks Howley should have gotten the nod with
Is the 70s, though, we're talking about.
Well, they came along.
Later in the 70s.
Much later.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
He thinks Howley should have gotten it with an interception and a fumble recovery that set up a touchdown and a field goal. I could make more of an argument for Howley in this game than the last one.
Right, his team won.
But again, a quarterback who throws for 119 yards? At least Namath cracked 200. This is a joke, Ron. You? What do you think? Why did Staubach win this?
Because he was Staubach, I guess. I don't know. Howley could have won that, though, because his team won. I didn't like it the year before.
I'm giving it to Dwayne Thomas there. Here's a beautiful Super Bowl. Super Bowl 7, and at least I can still count the Roman numerals here. Miami 14, Washington 7, the worst pass in football history.
Your premium.
By Garo, premium.
That was the undefeated team, right, that completed the undefeated season.
Jake Scott with 2 interceptions. I got no problem with that. Winning team, a great defensive performance. Elaine from SI says yes.
I can't. I have no problem with that.
Next
14-7 game.
Boy, these Super Bowls were bad then, weren't they? Miami 24, Minnesota 7. Who won? Zonka. Who should have won? Zonka. Slam dunk. 145 rushing yards.
That's
two
pretty
TDs.
Good. Yep. That sums it up.
That's an easy one. The next one is the Steelers. We'll get to that one next as we round this out. Then we have...
The next two are Steelers, right? 9 and 10.
Yeah, that's right. Then we have Ron, has already done his homework for the 5 greatest receivers of all time. And we have Hockey Talk, top of the hour, with one Matt Wenzel. What are the Penguins going to do here? What can they do? Let's talk about that coming up. Going through our Super Bowl MVPs, who won, who should have won. We're going to do all of them throughout the course of the week, the first 10 or so today. Super Bowl 9. The greatest one of all, if you're a Steelers fan of a certain age, there's nothing like the first one.
It was the first one. Roselle handing the trophy. Now, I don't think it was called the Lombardi at that point. I'd have to look when that became.
Oh, my God, you're crushing all my visions
of
the past.
The Lombardi, but Pete Roselle handing the trophy to Art Rooney Sr. Those players will tell you one of their great moments in their careers.
16-6, who won the MVP? Franco? Our friend Elaine from SI says, who should have won? Franco, 158 yards rushing and 1 score. However, he does point out they held the Vikings to 119 yards.
17 rushing, I believe.
And no touchdowns on offense. It's tempting to look toward the defense, but it was such a team effort that I agree with Franco. You?
Yeah, Dwight White came off the sick bed out of the hospital, sick. And I think he tackled Tarkenton for a safety.
Yes, he did. But Franco, you know, it's also
yards,
a ball control game.
Yep,
you know?
Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
158, I believe that record stood for a long, long time, if I'm not mistaken. Super Bowl 10, Pittsburgh 21, Dallas 17.
Swan,
this
right?
was the Lynn Swan game, but I think something gets majorly overlooked in history. LC Greenwood had a Super Bowl record 4 sacks of Roger Staubach in that game. 4
I didn't realize that.
Sacks. Lynn Swann had four spectacular catches.
It's what got him into the Hall of Fame.
I agree.
Those catches.
I agree. I'll tell you what,
was that the tip ball over Mark Washington?
That, the one where he seemed to go in and out of in the air, you know?
The sideline ballet on, he took ballet.
The ballet, yes.
I remember my mother used to always say to me, you know, he took ballet. She made me take ballet as a very young kid. And, you know, it would help your footwork and everything else. And I used to hate it.
This is a revelation, Ballsy.
She pointed out later that Lynn Swann took ballet classes.
Yeah.
Great move by her to motivate you for that.
So, well, this was after.
Did you have a beard then?
After I had quit.
Did you have a beard in ballet?
No, not quite then.
Did you wear a tutu? Is that what they wear in ballet, Folsey?
I have no idea.
No, I didn't. I don't remember what I just remember I went there kicking and screaming every week.
All girls?
I'd be in the backyard. Yeah, I can't remember. I'd be in the backyard playing ball, and I was saying, Ron, time to go. And I had to go to ballet.
Wow, I can't imagine that as a kid.
Do you think it made you more nimble?
Yeah, that's what the theory went.
Yeah.
I mean, and then Lynn Swann took it.
That is absolutely incredible. That's the best story ever. I love that story.
Now I'm just picturing Ron in a ballet class.
I don't know, man. Four sacks is a Super Bowl record.
That's a lot of and still a relatively defensive game.
That guy is so underrated in history, LC Greenwood. I might have given it to him. That would have been controversial.
Maybe that would have got him in the Hall of Fame.
Great point.
With
a Super
Bowl MVP.
That's a great point right there.
Because there's 57. How many MVPs have there been? 46, 47? Because, you know, Brady won a bunch.
Yeah.
You know, there have been
Didn't help Hines Ward,
probably
unfortunately.
Probably even like 40, maybe.
Don't even get me started on Hines. All right, the last one we'll do today. This Super Bowl sucked. Oakland 32, Minnesota 14. It was never a game. Who won? According to SI, who won was Biletnikoff. SI says Clarence Davis should have won. The Raiders rushed for 266 yards, including Davis with 137. So how does Biletnikoff get the nod after catching four passes for 79 yards without a touchdown?
That's hard to believe.
What?
I don't remember that game. But, you know, for a wide receiver to win it, he better have some touchdowns or great catches, right?
I think he did have a great catch, but... come on. I'm going Clarence Davis here. You?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. We'll continue that tomorrow. Hockey talk next. What do we make of Ron Hextall's comments yesterday? Did he say something? I heard them referencing this, I thought, on the morning show. I heard it in passing on my way in. Could have gotten it wrong. Did he say something like if players don't want to do it Sully's way, they're out?
He said... he was asked about Sullivan if his message has stopped getting through, and he just said it's a team effort. I provide the players, he coaches them, blah, blah, blah. And then he said, as for Sully, I consider him one of the best coaches in the game. I've always felt he's one of the best coaches in the game. And if players aren't, if there are certain players not listening, I'll get rid of them instead of Sully.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. How about that?
He was very strong defense of Sullivan.
I'll get rid of them. He had a strong defense of Geno as well,
I read.
And he had a strong defense. I mean, we'll talk about this. We'll talk about it with Wenzel. In the meantime, Ron and Folsey, listen to this. My wife just called.
Something about your pajamas?
No. She's at the downtown post office and says they were listening, and she said, that's my husband on the air. And they all became very excited about not only that she knew me, but that she knows Ron. Maybe more excited.
Wait a minute. Why did
they
automatically assume that you were her husband? That it might have been me.
That's also a great point.
Why didn't? Yeah, that's my husband on there. You're married to Cook. You lucky. You know what?
So,
no one would ever say they were lucky being married to me.
A shout out to all the workers at the Pittsburgh's downtown post office. Folsey, do you have a message for them?
We love you listening. Please continue.
Ron, message for the postal workers.
I'm still a little hurt that they assumed it was you, but that's okay.
No, I think my voice was on. She said that it was clear it was me.
Okay.
And then apparently
big story here, don't bury the lead.
Yes.
That she's claiming you in public.
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously. Think
exactly.
About that.
Yeah.
Why, she should like slink away before anyone realizes that you belong to her.
I know. We're becoming bigger and bigger, Ron.
You guys are celebrities.
They may have a parade for us and give us keys to the city.
Maybe
at this
have
rate.
A billboard or something.
Yeah. We can
you
have.
You ever been on a billboard?
Yes.
Were you?
On many of them when I worked at the Trib. It said, Joe Starkey makes you think. It was horrifying and also
cool. I was on
cool.
the side of the Post-Gazette truck, but never a billboard.
There was one on 28, right when you got to the exit
for 279. Did they make you cringe like they made Chuck Knoll cringe?
No, I liked them. And there was one in like Squirrel Hill area on the one bridge out there where it turns, it goes
now,
from
Squirrel
Hill.
Now, was your picture there too?
Huge picture, Ron.
Oh.
Were you with anybody else?
Make your morning drive
just
unpleasant?
I was a handsome man then. What?
Was it just you or were yes. you with other writers?
They had a, other writers had their own. They huge billboards
wow.
saying Starkey makes you think. It was unbelievable.
You've been a celebrity
Starkey
for a long
time. Starkey makes me cry. Go ahead.
He'll make you cry. Where are we here? Wentzel. And then we have some very exciting wide receiver rankings coming up, Ron. And
my
I
friend
think,
Filippo, he just hooked up with JP Roofing and Siding to do his roof. And I said to me last week, I love when you guys do your lists. He said, I love those lists. And we're doing a list. And it's very popular
we're list
features.
Guys.
Some would call it paint by numbers talk radio, but I'll have you know this.
It's very popular.
Crowley did every cliche topic Friday intentionally. And the lines were lit for the whole show. Mount Rushmore, Pittsburgh sports, best Pittsburgh team who didn't win a championship. Lists are the same and trivia is the same. There's a reason Jeopardy, Ron, people watch it forever. There's a reason Trivial Pursuit and any game of that nature is so popular. And we could have a trivia segment anytime and it would be wildly
popular.
Listened to
right.
and
that's
we
just
love,
the way it is
and we love to rank things and list
rank
things.
And lists yeah. people love it and I love it too I like participating
I
it in it it's simple it's fun
and it creates debate sometimes
it's fun for the whole family
a clean family fun
we'll do that coming up but not until we talk to Matt Wentzel about everything Ron Hextall said and what actually is he in position to do if he wants to do something. Wentzel next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.